Siyabonga Sithandekile. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, April 14, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm Thungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are talking 35 years after Zimbabwe's independence and the relevance it has to the youth, otherwise known as Born Frees.
So let's get connected, everyone, on our Twitter and Facebook pages using the hashtag The Connection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7, and our Twitter handle is Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp number, and that number is 001-202-465-0318.
And for those wanting to speak on air, you can give us a call at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you back.
And as you should know by now, we are also streaming live on the internet. You can find us at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and last but not least, voandebele.com.
Again, this is your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
And of course, tonight we're discussing Zimbabwe's 35th independence and wondering how you as young Zimbabweans, no matter where you are in the world, feel about this topic. Some young Zimbabweans say although they celebrate the liberation of Zimbabwe, they find no relevance as they are struggling today in Tunga.
Yeah, how do you feel about independence? Where do you fit as a young person in Zimbabwe? And how has the past decade of socio-economic and political conditions affected you, born frees, so to speak? We want you to join the conversation tonight here on The Connection.
Mm-hmm. Tunga, and we hope, as we've already seen, so much feedback from young Zimbabweans and older like us. Everyone has a view on this topic, but the young Zimbabweans today have come out to give their voice on what they think. Twitter's on fire, our Facebook was on fire, and of course WhatsApp was also very much on fire.
The gloves are off, yes. So to speak. Le challenge mthwaka zomuhle yekudibana kuhlelo Lwaba sakhulayo uhlelo The Connection ku Live Talk lamhlanje lapho esikhangela khona uzibuse siyazi ngomgqibelo likhefu le independence lapho ilizwe elithakazelela khona iminyaka engu 35 iminyaka engamashumi amathathu lanhlano lithole uzibuse wabensundu uhlelo ngolwenu abasakhulayo ontanga lithini ngaleli khefu liliphathisa ngani nyaya iripano va tereri sekutaura kwaita tatenda uyezve sekutaura kwandiri kuita nyaya yekuti nemuswe mugowera sekuziva kwedu nyika iri kusvitsa makore 35 years yatowana kuzvitonga kuzere saka sezvo chirongwa chino ichi tatenda chiri chirongwa cheve chidiki mvunzo mukuru watinoda kunzwa watikuvunza vechidiki ndeyekuti zuva iri rinorevei kwamuri sevechidiki.
Mm-hmm. Antunga, and you said it very well there. And we can start the show going. Of course, we have two of our guests on the line. We have Love More Chinoputsa, who is the MDC, a formation of Morgan Changirai, a youth secretary. Love More, thank you so much for joining us on The Connection.
Thank you,
Sophia. And Tunga, we also have Decent Bajila, who is the youth secretary of MDC Formation of Walshman Ncube. Decent, thank you for joining us on The Connection.
Okay, thank you so much. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Let's get straight to it, mm-hmm. Tatenda. Mm-hmm. We'll start off with Love More. Love More, 35 years of independence, 35 years of black majority rule. What does that mean to you as a young person?
Well, thank you, Mr. Mamini. Well, I think the first thing that we need to highlight is that 35 years down the line, many young Zimbabweans are finding it hard to cope in this economy. Many young people find themselves out of employment. Many young people have not been afforded the opportunity to choose the kind of leadership that they want to lead them in this country. And we've seen so many young people that have lost their life trying to defend the democracy that was fought for by our liberation fighters. And it is sad to note that 35 years down the line, we still have the same leadership, the same president that we had from day one. So for me, there's really not much to celebrate. There is poverty, and there's so much poverty in this country. People are failing to make ends meet. Students are failing to get their student grants. They are failing to get affordable education. So there are a lot of things that continuously affect young people. There is no hope. There is no joy for us as young people. And I see really that there's nothing for me to really celebrate. The gains that were made by people who sacrificed their lives, the likes of Ubaba Joshua Mgomo, the likes of the Sayatong Ogara, the likes of Shua Chitepo, they fought but went in vain. Their aspirations and the ideals of why they fought in this liberation and the liberation struggle have all been lost by people who have become very individualistic and selfish, only amassing wealth for themselves and not leaving anything for the young generation and all the generations to come.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Love More and Decent. If you can come in and give us your take looking at Zimbabwe 35 years of independence, what does this mean to you as a Zimbabwean youth?
35 years of independence to us is like one of those events that always comes and goes. But more significantly, it represents 35 years of waiting. 35 years of waiting for free basic education, 35 years of waiting for schools that have got the adequate equipment, 35 years of waiting for sufficient jobs for young people, 35 years of waiting for seeing the dreams of Josiah Tongokara, Nikita Mangena, Lookout Masuku coming true. And those dreams were about what is it that can be done for people to enjoy life to the fullest. This is what we are seeing today when we are celebrating 35 years. So that's what it is all about to some of us. We hope that moving forward, things can be seen differently. But that hope, again, comes in the sense that we have been also part of the 35 years of waiting for leadership change in the country. We have been changed. We have been led by the same faces, by the same policies, by the same system for the past 35 years. And all this is what we see when the day of 18 April comes unto our minds.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Love More. Ko ungati vechidiki sevechidiki muri kuita zvese zvamunofanira kunge muchiita here kuona kuti ma dreams enyu ari kuzadzikiswa.
Sukuyedza musaka tine ma organization akasiyana siyana anomiririra zvido zvema youth. Ungava vanhu vanoita zvisiri zvematongerwo enyika kana tinganzi civil society muchirungu vari kuedza nepavanogona napo kuti vasimudzire vaite kuti inzwi remari rechidiki rinzwike vari mune zvematongerwo enyika vakaita sesu tiri kuedza nepatinogona napo kuti tinge tichinzwika uye tinge tichitererwa kuti dai vari tapiwa mukana wekunge tichibatsira kukontributa mukusimuka kwenyika yedu asi sekutaura kwandamboita pane zvibingamupinyi zvakawanda zvatinosongana nazvo sevechidiki zvimwe zvachona zvinenge zvisingazvisiri zvinouya nekuita kwedu asi zvatinowana zviripo kana ari mastructural challenges atinosongana nawo mukuti tinge tichisumudzirana sevechidiki chekutanga chandingatatara nezvacho unoziva kuti vechidiki vakawanda havana mabasa vechidiki vakawanda havana mari havana zvinoita kuti vange vachiwanisa kubatsirikana mukati meupenyu hwavo so kunyange vakada kunge vachipinda mune zvematongerwo enyika zvinovanetsa kuti vange vachikwanisa kuwana zvigaro tinoona kuti zvakare kuti vechidiki mungava mune zvematongerwo enyika kana kuti mungava chaimo mune zvemusivesite havapiwi mukana sezvo vachitorwa sekunzi kazhinji tinonzi tinenge tinzi tiri vatungamiri vane vamangwana asi isusu tinenge tichiaiwa tinotofanira kutungamirira pazuva ranhasi kuti tinge tichikwanisa kuvandudza upenyu hwedu uye tichikwanisa kuvandudza upenyu hwevanhu vechidiki vese zvakawanda zvinoitwa nevechidiki tichitarisa even kuti kubva pakatanga pakauya kusununguka
vechidiki kubva kuma 1980 vakasumuka vachitaura against maproblems aranga achiitika munyika. Vechidiki vakakwanisa kutaura vachirwisa against the one party state yaira kuiswa nehurumende yamugabe. Vechidiki tichipinda panguva isa vakanga vachitaura zvakasimba chaizvo kuti aiwa isusu hatidi kuti nyika inge ichitongwa saizvozvo. Vanhasi vechidiki vachiri kungotaura kuti ko tinowana riniko rusununguko rwedu senyika, tinowana riniko rusununguko rwedu sevana vezimbabwe tichibatsira pamwe chete. So vechidiki mukuona kwangu vari kuedza nepese pavanogona napo kunge vakachirwisa kuti vashapane neshanduko mukati neupenyu hwavo, asi tinosongana nezvibinga mupenyu zvakawanda zvinova zvimwe zvandinokwa zvandange ndichitaura nezvazvo.
Uyakhuluma lapha uLove Mota Tenda. Sizwile njalo lo Bajila ekhuluma earlier, bakhuluma ngokuthi into kazihambi kuhle, kunenge sibili okumele kulungisiswe. Bayatsho kubana independence kusho ukukhululeka kwelizwe lapho elathola khona uzibuse, kodwa-ke kunenge okungahanjiswa kuhle abangakuthakazeleliyo njengabasa khulayo. We also have our third guest, Ms. T. Morris Ngwenya, who obviously sits on the other side of the fence. Mr. Ngwenya is a ZANU-PF activist and political analyst. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening and welcome. Hello, Mr. Ngwenya.
Hello.
Okay, he's there.
Yes, welcome, Mr. Ngwenya. This is The Connection.
Okay, thank you very much. Good evening. I sit on the correct side of the fence.
There is no wrong or right side, just the other side.
Indeed. Okay, Mr. Ngwenya, let's get straight to it. You have the perspective from the MDC. You are in ZANU-PF. What does 35 years of independence mean to you?
Well, it is very important to note that these 35 years of independence came after a protracted war that killed so many people, and so much was lost and destroyed. It's, you know, family bonds, whereby you discover that the father might have been in Zambia, Mozambique, fighting, while the sons or daughters would have been in Tanzania. Maybe the mother and a few other children remained here in Zimbabwe. Therefore, there was that family unity, that family bond was completely destroyed. We have so many of our youths at that time who lost the joy of being girls and boys, the joy of being youths. Today we see so many youths going out to movies, going out to sit and eat pieces of chicken and chips. But those other people who were brought up in the 70s never got that chance because of the liberation struggle. When we got to the independence, the Lancaster House talks, we had so many issues. If you will remember, they took about 3 months. But among those issues are key issues that we need to understand up to date. There was perhaps the compromise on the control of resources, which is the reason why the war started in the first place. That is to say, when we talk about land, the Lancaster House Agreement said the land issue should be put aside and only revisited after 10 years, which is what happened, which means both sides knew very well that this war was about the control of resources. So, in essence, 1980 brought political independence to Zimbabwe, which means our leaders had to focus and to find a way of bringing total independence, which is all about the control of resources, which is what started perhaps with the land reform program and the indigenization law, which seeks to totally empower the indigenous Zimbabweans. Therefore, the independence celebrations are very important in that we celebrate the end of that liberation struggle and the beginning of the phase of total liberation to the children of Zimbabwe. But more importantly, let us bear in mind the suffering suffering that ended in 1980 on the 18th of April, where many people died, many people lost their social livelihood, that is to talk about families being destroyed and all that trauma that was caused by war.
Mm-hmm. And Morris, just hold on there. We'll come back to you. Tombotora Mtereri Wedu Ntunga. That is Kelvin Maraire, who's on the line, I think, in Zimbabwe. Kelvin, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Tiriboko. Just go ahead and join the program. What's your view looking at 35 years later, Zimbabwe, looking at independence?
There are a lot of problems that we are facing as youth in Zimbabwe. So, meaning, I think with for independence, they must also consider my issues. But issues like that, my group is at school, is my university. That is that my university is a sick one of Basamunik. So, I think they must yet convey towards the young generation because we are the leaders of tomorrow. So, they must consider access. Before what is about the era of the Tavana Panamia, which starts about the issue of Penny Webby, Semayut Mangwana, and Jangoka Mirase. But I think it would celebrate independence, yes, you need to celebrate. I look at this city, Pau Tap, at this city, which is about the one year from the phone. But upon a little trip one and a good Semayut, the trip to the score, Akunam Katuku and Mabas. And it's much in the good name someone in Zimbabwe. The good issue of Semayut. Hatisi kupiwa mukana kupinda mu the political system of the country. Mukatarisa kuti the constitution of Zimbabwe yatakavhotera muna 2013. Notaura iyo kuti an MP anotarisirwa kuti ane makore kubva pa 21 zvichienda mberi. Which means mayouth tinotokwanisa kutondomira muAugust House miyamiya tichimiririra nzvimbo dzedu dzatinogara. But tiri kuona kuti ma MPs ese anenge ane more than 40 years. So isusu semayouth hatisi kupuwa mukana kuti tinatso kupinda nezvematongerwo enyika tichigadzirisa kuti tive tinokwatinozowana pfundiso pamberi apo nokuti hatina vamiririri.
Very important the contribution there, mm-hmm. from our caller, Tatenda. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think he's raising a very pertinent point. Fair and fine, we really applaud, our heroes, people like, Joshua Nkomo, Vana Mugabe, Vana Jobo, Magama, Jason Moyen, all those, hundreds and hundreds of heroes. Mm-hmm. And some of them, you will never hear about them anyway. They said reality really is that... You have, those heroes in power today.
Mm-hmm.
And the tragedy, like the caller was saying, they don't want to let go. They don't want to, give the youth a chance to, also lead.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a tragedy, really. Mr. Mugabe is 91 years old.
Yes, indeed.
And he's still there. And you wonder... when is he going to give young people the chance to lead?
Mm-hmm. Because many young people are saying they aren't sure when they will get that opportunity to join in and get their chance to lead Zimbabwe, of course. As Kelvin was saying, you come out of school, you're jobless, but you're not given the opportunity, in his view, to partake in politics in Zimbabwe. So that's one of the worrying issues that, of course, we've seen so many young Zimbabweans saying day in and day out on that issue.
Really said ngize kuwe pajila isikhuluma lapha ngodaba lokuthi abantu ababusayo ngathesi umgabu ngamkhangela le 91 years abantu azigombolozele ngabo labo ngabantu abakhuleleyo abatsha lina ontanga lelalo yini ithuba eliphiwayo kubana liphatheke ngokugcweleyo kwezombusazo.
Ukuthi singabantu abatsha, we are all patriots. Siyayithanda ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe, siyafisa ukuthi ngayo isimo esililo siyasuswa sifike phambili, kutholakale imisebenzi, imfundo yedibiselwe kuhlonzi eyayike yaba lalo. Kuningi esikufisayo mayelana ngelizwe lethu, njalo siyafisa ukuthi ngayo kuthi indlela esiphatheka ngayo ekwakheni kwelizwe iyakhula ukwedlula lapho esikhona kathesi. Kodwa esikunanzelelayo ukuthi abakhokheli abayibo ababalethuba lokuthi babe ngabantu abatsha ngesikhathi kufumana uzibuse benza lokho okuthiwa yikubaleka lengqobe babaleka lemfumbe bangene gangeni khathesi ukuze lathi siphatheke siphathilize sephambili kusafuze ukuqala sixotshane sebona sibabambe sithathe imfumbe leyana siyibone ukuthi ingabe ilani yena leyokho kulapha emfumbeni sokuthi sesizakusebenzisa ukuthi esilwe kula lokho kokuthiwa isikhathi sokuthiwa Guta Ruhinji ngesiyona amathuba okweGuta Ruhinji lawo saphela kade sokungamathuba eGuta Bashoma bona laba abalutshwana bayiba baphetheyo yibo asebezikhulisa kade sibaziqinise abantu abatsha baselawo amathuba ungakhangelisisa noma uya ngaphi babuya nje kuphela ngalokho ngesikhiwo okuthiwa yi-tokenism. So ukuze sikukhangelele ukuthi inkululeko ngokugcwala kwayo yikuthi umuntu omutsha enelise ukuthi avuke ekuseni ehambe esikolo ilanga liphuma esesikolo efundise esikolo esesizane langibo efundise ngolimi lwakhe efundise ngutitsha oqeqeshe kwagcwala njalo uma esuka endlini esuke edlile wasutha abazali bakhe besenelisa ukuthi bamthengele ukudla abazali bakhe besenelisa ukuthi bapheke kathathu ngelanga kodwa lokho singasayi ngaphi ukuze benelise ukupheka abazali befide umntwana ehambe esikolo kumele kube lamanzi kumele kube lamagetsi zonke lezi zinto azisekho. Ungwenya uthe ekhuluma ngezibuhlungu kakhulu ekhuluma ngesikhathi kulolu inkululeko kwaqhamuka lokho okuthiwa yi-family unit. Abanye abantu sebele eTanzania beleli lizwe abanye besekhaya ubaba eseZambia leli lizwe abantwana besekhaya eGwanda. Imfushuko esesiphele kikho kathesi i-family unit isiqamukile abantu baseGoli abantu base-UK abantu baseBotswana ubabule umamule ukuthi kwakhiwe ilizwe ukuthi kwakhiwe izimuli sesibuyele back to ukudubeka esasikwenziwa ngamakhiwa kodwa kathesi sinombuso wabantu abamnyama. What we need now yilokho okuthiwa yi-freedom esinakho i-independence. I-freedom asikayifumani ngoba abantu kabakavunyelwa ukuthi bacabanga abakufisayo benze lokho kungabenza bakhule baziphathe kakuhle labo bagcine izimbuzi zabo abantu abatsha bafumane imisebenzi.
Mm-hmm. Siyabonga Bajila. Misty, before you go to our to love more on this program, would like to remember Itai Zamara, the activist who's been missing for like close to a month now. Really, you cannot have a country, a democracy, where activism is criminalized. We sincerely hope that Itai Zamara will be located, will be found, and found in one piece.
Mm-hmm. And love more. Chimopinda ipapo. Chisarisa issue. Aye, wechidiki, wachipinda, mchitongre jwenika. Mnofunga uti mune, mnopio wachimukana ere, kuti mupinda ipapo.
Patenda mkana, ufi ona piwa, shidipache na mkana, ufaka ngo uya. Azuti mkana, yaisho tunodula matisha ngira. Tumtua nakamboita afona uyu, anga istaura hiye kuti, sinoto neta, iko zinezi wano, esidiki chene chunganza kumge, chunganza kita makandila nema MP. Ukaenda hapa masene, itapoto da 40 years. Ukaenda pana president, shakare pano da munu, utanga ane 40 years. Sinotula kuti kufari yewa, kwa tenge chitwa sewe chidiki kuti, imini umlokanza kumge tungamira kushita pa chinano chakati. So pani baba guru, watumufana kuramba chita sewe chidiki, kuti tupiwe mkana. Nekuti dambudziko taita nderekuti taita utungamiriri wenyika wakachembera une pfungwa dzakare vanofunga kuti kutanga kuzvarwa chete ndo kunokupa pasipoti yekutungamira nyika saka naizvozvo havana kukwanisa kunge vachicreata mikana kana kuvhurira kunenge zvidiki kuti vange vachitungamira so itori mindset inoda kuchinjwa kuti shuwa shuwa kana tichikwanisa kuita president ane makore 91 tinotadza neepita president wechidiki nokuti tikatasa makore 91 pachawo kutorwara pachawo kuti munhu ane makore 91 anokwanisa kunzi anoramba achitungamirira asi tiri ipako zvakare rinoona kuti kuparticipata kwevechidiki muzematongerwo enyika kunounza kutambudzika kukuru kunounza marwadzo mabva kutaura izvozvo zvinyaya yamukoma Itai Zamara vava nemazuva anodarika iwo 32 vasingaoneke kuti vari kupi munyika yakasununguka munyika inonzi yane makore 35 ichizvitonga utungamiriri wesecurity utungamiriri wemapurisa wemasiyaiwo usingazikwanisi kuziva kuti munhu aenda kupi zvinhu zvinotyisa zvinhu zvinorwadza kuti 35 years taane kuzvitonga kuzere vanhu vanokwanisa kungomunhu anokwanisa kungotsakatika munyika pasina zvinoitika pasina kutirimuka zvinokwanisa kunge kuchiuya Ndi mwanga ya zakari kuti vechidiki vanopinda nezvematongerwe enyika vechidiki vakawanda vakatsakatikira kuhondo vachitsvaya kurwisa kuti nyika isununguke vachikuwadzwa vachiurayiwa nemabhunu kuti nyika isununguke. Vachinonguka vechidiki vakaramba vachiurayiwa mukatarisa kukuwadzwa kwakaitwa vanhu kumatevelelend nemidlands nokuti nguva yeguguru hunzi vechidiki vakawanda vakarasikirwa neupenyu hwavo vachipiwa mhosva dzavakanga vasina. Tichienda mberi neupenyu tinoona vakawanda vanenge vari matongerwo enyika vachiurayiwa vachibatwa chibharo vachikwadziwa zvakanyanyanya nekuti vari kupatisira mune zvematongerwo enyika. Tichivangarira makore 35 tinoona kuti vanatomberai mbira vana dhota chekururama vana keni nyevhe vana nyamayana vekubhulawayo vese vanhu vakatsakatika nekuti vakanga vangozvipira kuti vanoda kupatisipeta mune zvematongerwo enyika. So tinoona kuti kupatisipeta mune zvematongerwo enyika kuvana vechidiki kunounza kushungurudzika uye nzvimbo
Mkoma Lavmo, ndimombata muromo ipapo, tatenda silo mlaleli lapha uncube. Kodwa singakayi kuye, just to reiterate the obvious, as you know, Studio 7 is the number one leader in news. And what does that mean?
And we have our news programs daily, of course, Shona English and Ndebele. And we'd like to obviously always give our young listeners who might not be listening to our daily program of news to have a chance to what?
Time for the news headlines.
Dare repamusoro soro re Constitutional Court rinoti paramende yakaita basa rayo nemazvo payakadzinga nengo dzeMDC Renewal Team 21. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muDurban kuSouth Africa zvogara zvakabatiraura maoko zvitevera mirijonga iri kuitika munyika iyi. Vakaberekwa nyika yawana kuzvitonga kuzere vanoti hapana chekupembererera kuzvitonga kana vasina mabasa.
Umteto ndaba oteta indaba zesisekelo sombuso uwe Constitutional Court ulahleleka chana udaba lwebandla leMDC Renewal olokuphikisa ukuxotshwa kwamalunga alo edale leparlamente. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eDurban zithi sezihlala zizivalele ezindlini ngoba zisesabela impilo yazo ngenxa yodlakela oluqondiswe kuzizalwane zamanye amazwe izizalwane zeSouth Africa. Iningi lisola inyathelo likarhulumente elokuthi izisebenzi zakhe zingabhatalwa imali yamabonus lonyaka kanye leminyaka ezayo.
The Constitutional Court today dismissed an appeal for reinstatement by 21 MDC Renewal Team members who were kicked out of parliament after being recalled by the MDC team. Zimbabweans and other foreign nationals remain on edge in South Africa as xenophobia attacks continue in KwaZulu-Natal. And finally, some Zimbabweans born post-independence say they have no reason to celebrate Independence Day as they are struggling to make ends meet.
Yebo, si tate umlaleli wetu uNcube South Africa. Ncube siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Hello, Ncube. Ncube South Africa siyakwamukela kuhlelo baba.
Okay, tinemwe mutariri ntunga George and in Botswana. Makadi. Atiripo. Chimamira nyu pa line tinodzoka kwamuri. We just want to take a break ntunga, of course. I want to transition over to our internet live stream. Of course, we want our listeners to move over to voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, or voashona.com to catch our stream.
And of course, we have our guest, Love Mo Chinoputsa, Decent Bajila, and we lost Morris Ngwenya earlier, but we are trying frantically to get him. So go iskati, so go ba se hlukane zulukandaba ku radio olivalelisayo mtunga milinkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo. Stay tuned.